No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back into our special edition of Sports Talk. We're at the Thibodaux Regional Health Systems Wellness Center previewing the first game of the entire 2025 college football season. That's tomorrow at noon when Nicholls State is hosting Incarnate Word. Week zero starting for the college football season, and we've got a preseason finale on tap in the Caesars Superdome. Saints taking on the Denver Broncos. Noon kickoff right here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. And that's going to be, you know, we know that's the finale for guys to be trying to earn that spot on the 53-man roster. Lots has been made about the QB competition. We've talked about that a ton, and it looks, at least right now, to be Spencer Rattler, the leader in the race. We'll see what happens in the game, if he can solidify that in the matchup against the Broncos. A very good defense. We know we're going to see a lot of those ones out there. But some of those other position battles, another one for me, Mike, is I think pretty obvious in the running back room.
Yeah, running back. And how many receivers will they keep now? In Villay. Austin Pettis does a lot of things for you on that spot. Paid a lot of money for Brandon Cooks. Right. In the offseason, it's not like he made a lot of huge plays in practice, but I remember Bob saying he lit him up, the Rams, when
they
played.
He liked that L.A. air.
Yeah, it sure did. And, when you get up in age as a receiver, you can still run, but, you know, can you get away from people? Cutting a break today. That's the main thing. So
I feel like Mason Tipton's definitely made
it. I think Mason's made the team.
Right.
I think the big kind of peel down will be across the defensive line.
Okay.
That's where you actually got talent and talent depth. Man, yep. You'd love to have that at every position, but where you have it now is along the defensive line. And how many defensive linemen will you keep? Because it is a hybrid scheme now. And a lot of those guys that are sort of defensive end, outside linebackers, how many will you keep? And it's becomes a numbers game. And then are you going to be active in the waiver wires, which I assume they will be, and also to trade-wise?
Yeah. Because we know they made the trade for the wide receiver. We heard the rumors.
About a running back.
Which is
offensive line.
Which is odd because they've got a number of guys. Is it they're not sold completely on what Kendra Miller does?
I think that's it. I think that's the thing. Are you sold with him? And if Alvin goes down and misses time, Then
knock on wood, God forbid.
Yeah. Then who becomes the guy?
Yeah.
At that point, who becomes? And you got. I think you always got to get somebody that has some similarities play wise to Alvin, because you don't want to change up your offense that you've built throughout the offseason. That happens, man, when you lose like a quarterback or you lose a top running back and a receiver and you've sort of built around that, then that big piece gets taken away. Then normally that almost like, you know, like the earthquake and then, you know, the aftershocks.
Sure.
It takes a little while before things calm down a little bit where you can get out. It's not no next man up. Okay. That's great for high school.
Yeah.
Okay? Because the talent level, in most cases, that's not a huge difference. But in college and the pros, it's totally different. Totally, totally different. So I'd be interested to see, because I still think this team needs a starting-type corner.
Right.
And needs help along the offensive line. The only problem with that, I was talking to Tommy Tucker this morning about it, is where are you going to get it? Every team in the NFL
is looking for that corner,
is looking
right.
for that corner, an extra one, and also looking for offensive line depth. I think one of the things that's happened, and it's part of how they train now and everything else, is that guys coming out of college, they aren't ready to play professional football up front, offensive line. You can tell. Calvin Banks Jr., what he does, okay, you don't see that all the time. What Fuaga did a year ago, you don't see that all the time. That takes some time. And are you sold that Trevor Penning is really the answer for you at left guard?
No, still incomplete, because now he's got another foot injury, a toe injury.
And so, again, and Cesar Ruiz, man, he's had a difficult training camp preseason. Really difficult.
I'm hoping,
and I'm surprised at that.
Yeah, I'm hoping when Eric McCoy is at center, things seem to settle down for Caesar. But not a great sign if Eric's out the game that Ruiz is not competent.
Yeah, and then, you know, Fortner, he started out his career. Now, you know, Coach Summerall was on with us yesterday. He talked about he was on fixing to give up football. He was going to be an engineer.
That's wild.
And I know one thing, he's a smart dude, because I know about that engineering stuff. But then, you know, man, he ends up playing guard, center, starting for Kentucky, and ends up being a third-round pick. He starts 17 games. And then last year, almost fell off the cliff. And I wonder sometimes with guys like that, he falls off technical. You got a line coach that's trying to reinvent the wheel with him.
Right.
That's something Pete Jenkins tells me all the time. Somebody, listen, players matter, but coaching matters. Because a lot of times you get an individual that, you know, he's not with the right coach. Not with the right coach, and he throws that guy's talent off.
No, I feel like we had that with the Saints recently with Doug Marrone.
What? And Todd Grantham.
Him too, right. Cam was ready to walk out.
No, they had a couple guys. When they hired him, they let me know, hey, the Saints took a big step down hiring Todd Grantham as a defensive line coach. And we got some breaking news. Five-star offensive guard Darius Gray, LSU, was after him quite a bit. I think he had broken down to four schools. He has verbally committed to South Carolina. They look to be the team that was in the front for him, for many people that covered a lot more than I do. But
yeah.
In watching him, he's an interior player. He has played out on the edge sometimes, but he's an interior player and a good one. Big physical guy. Outstanding run blocker. What he's really worked on in the offseason, actually has worked with some pro offensive linemen on pass protection. And I give him a lot of credit to do that, but Darius Gray, and I know LSU was in the hunt for Darius Gray, but he ended up staying close to home and going to University of South Carolina. But I always say this, till they sign it, you never
Nothing's
know.
Done, right?
Never know about it, and they can change their minds real quickly.
Five-star offensive lineman Darius Gray was in the running with LSU.
Definitely.
They couldn't seal the deal, though.
No, you know, Coach Davis, I know I targeted him pretty good to try to get him to come on to LSU. Just didn't work out.
Looking at the Saints offensive line, we talked about, you know, the issues there, and I don't know how – they can solidify that interior, because it's been a huge problem in practice and in the preseason.
That's the worst part to have. You know, Bobby and I talked about that.
Not helping your young quarterbacks at all.
And that's a straight,
and the run game.
And that's a straight line.
Right.
You know, that's the worst. One thing with an edge guy, he's got to kind of make the loop to get to you. The interior guy, he has got a straight line to you. Now, as you brought up, McCoy, you know, coming and being the center. And, man, I don't need him to play no preseason games.
Right.
Eric McCoy. But
do you think they give him run at all tomorrow to just kind of see what that starting unit looks like? Or
I think that's his call.
Biscuit.
I think that's his call.
Yeah.
If he wants to maybe get a few snaps in, or maybe, you know, five or six plays in, or whatever a drive is, and then a goodbye. let Fortner get in there. You know, he needs to work as much as we all do. And when we come back, we'll have on with us the athletic director here at Nicholls State, Jonathan J.T. Terrell, will join us right after this break here on the Big 870. And, Steve, you got to read.
We'll be right back with more. We're at the Thibodeau Regional Wellness Center, giving you coverage of Week 0, first game of the college football season. That's tomorrow noon, Nicholls State taking Incarnate Word. You heard Mike. We'll be back with more right after this on WWL.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We are back here for our special edition of Sports Talk, live from the Thibodeau Regional Wellness Center, previewing the Week 0 kickoff between Nicholls State and Incarnate Word. That's noon tomorrow in Thibodeau. Happy to welcome in now athletic director at Nicholls State, JT Terrell. Thank you so much for the time. How's it going? I know you're pumped.
Hey, man, we are excited about what's about to happen in Thibodeau, Louisiana. It is really good things going on. We have been grinding away today, that's for sure.
JT, when did you first hear that you were going to be on national TV and playing Incarnate Word? When did that first start?
Yeah, so we started that right when we got our football schedule and the conference, and we were literally looking at UIW. Both of us, we talked. We were going to have to play about 7 or 8 in a row.
Whew.
And thought, hey, man, we need to try to move to a Week 0 game. talked to our commissioner, Chris Grant, Thomas Samuel, the deputy commissioner, and man, they started to put things in motion when we got the call of what we were going to be on ESPN2.
Last time I saw Chris was Nichols played McNeese basketball. And he was like, what the hell are you doing here? I'm like, what you doing here? No, he said, I'm the commissioner. So I was like, yeah, I get that. So why are you asking me? Why am I here? He said, I saw you were sitting in on the front. He said, you know, kind of distinguishable the way you sit in that chair. I was like, okay. Right. You ain't got to tell me I'm heavy. I knew that right off the bat. But, man, he's done a great job for the conference, too. Man, Chris done a super job.
He has. He really has. He, you know, Chris has a lot of connections coming from I think he was in a Pac-12, right?
Yeah.
And coming from there and having a lot of connections and knowing a few things to do. When you're talking about all of his contacts, ESPN, different commissioners, all of the things that's happening in the big that would happen in the Power Five. And so Chris has been really good in trying to make sure that our brand is known.
With so many moving parts now, because this isn't over with the way college athletics is. Man, your job is difficult. Not every once in a while. It's every damn day. Because now, man, you know, we saw yesterday, this is something I think the SEC should have done years ago. They go to a 9-game SEC, which I think is now part of the deal where they'll expand the playoffs. Now, they got exactly what, you know, Big Ten wanted. They got, so I think they'll expand it. But for you and in Salt Lake Conference and Nichols State, it is a changing dynamics of sports every day.
Every day. I mean, think about this. So we're going to 9-9 as well, right? All of us. This is the last week zero game.
Wow.
That'll be in the country ever. Because everybody, this will be week one. We'll all play 12, right? And FCS for sure. So for this to happen, you know, we're going to play 9 conference games. It's perfect. I understand why the SEC is doing it as well, as big as they are. But, you know, it's forever changing. I literally left my office and I said, I wonder what's going to be different when I get back.
Something's right? going to change. I'm going to throw this at you because Tim Brando and I have talked about this. When you're competing college football against the NFL, okay, you can throw a pretty good punch. But you're a light heavyweight compared to the NFL, where they are in the super heavyweight range. Brando and I have talked about this. How would you feel if they moved the season up 2 weeks and you starting early August?
True. Well, one thing, it ain't good for nobody's budget because school starts when it starts.
Yep.
And so you got to feed all those student athletes, right? And you think about it, if you're going to move it for football, let's think about something happens with Title IX, what else moves, right? But football, the school still starts at the same time. So you're talking about budget-wise, it wouldn't be something that I would be looking forward to just because those student athletes, I really believe they need to rest as much as the coaches do when you're talking about that time to prepare. You know, we have summer school. And while they're in summer school, they're getting some extra training.
So when does summer school end? I'm going to ask you.
So we ended probably the July 21st or 2nd.
Man, that's
late.
Tight.
That's, you know what I mean? And so then you're in there. I think they get a week or two off. And before you know it, we were ready to play ball.
Right.
I mean, we're a month away. Right. So they ended. I think they showed up on the 23rd. School might have ended on the 18th of July.
One of the things, player here, and then you went into the business world, so to speak. Yeah, it's all good. Hey, me too. I was there. I understand what you're talking about. But then you came back here. I think this was a school that it was the round peg in the round hole for you. That's just the way I look at it. It was right for you.
No, I appreciate it. And I tell people all the time, I mean, when they talk about like, hey, what other AD job you applied for? I didn't. I applied for one. I wanted to be the AD at Nichols State University. It was my dream job.
That's awesome.
It was what I wanted to do. It was a way for me to give back to a place that's given me and my family so much. So it was an opportunity to impact. And I just kept thinking, how can I make it better than when I was there? Even though that they're growing, right? And so I can't do that everywhere if I didn't, right?
You
and
can't.
There was this place. And so it was my place, my home, and I wanted to be there and continue to be able to impact in it. And so no other school but this one. Everybody goes, so you came from the pharmaceutical sales and device world. How did you get a medical, how did you get an AD job? And I said, well, I only applied for one. Right? So it wasn't like I applied for 10 of them. This is the only one. And so grateful, man. We've been very blessed and, you know, always blessed to be here for me and my family to be able to give back and impact.
I was talking to Dr. Kloon about this over the changes over the last 10 years. And I was telling this to Steve. You used to come to Nichols and you used to pass to go to the stadium and, you know, that little corridor now where they all tailgate. You maybe had two tents, maybe a third tent. Now today, man, if you wanted to eat and pick up weight, I told Steve I'm going to weigh him before he gets here, and I'm going to weigh him afterwards. And I guarantee you it's going to be a difference. Man, that has been a big difference, the tailgate deal involved with here. I think Coach Rebo brought back the sound that was missing, that had been lost at John L. Guidry Stadium. He was able to bring it. He won here. He won big here. And I think it, the people in the community embraced that part of winning and how he handled the community, I thought was a big part too.
Yeah, and I think when you talk about Coach Rebo, and I always talk about, you know, first ballot Hall of Famer for Nichols State University, right? That's what he will be for us. He hates when I say that, but it's true.
But it's true.
It's true. But the thing that he did was he lived in the community. And then they felt like they were a part of him. And the one thing that he's done, even before, you know, in his 10 years here, that he groomed Tommy to do the same thing. And Coach Rybacki, and people don't know him, they would say he was quiet. They would say, you know, I don't really know his personality. I knew Coach Rybacki, right? And the thing that they missed out is that he had a leader. And he was not going to step over his leader to try to outshine him. And so Tommy did exactly what Tommy would do, be loyal, stand behind, and when it was his turn, he would shine. And that's what he's able to do right now. I love him. I love everything about his program. And, you know, he'll have his first test against number 4 UIW here come tomorrow at noon.
I told Tommy after he got the job, how many words have you and I spoken as an assistant coach? He was like, give me the number. I said 25 to 30. He was like, I think you might have stretched that. No, he'd always tell me, hey, Mike, hey, coach, how are you? And that was it.
Right.
That was it. Nothing else. And then when I found out he was going to be the head coach, I wondered how that personality part, because Tim was a big personality. Coach Rebo was a big, big personality. But I think he's embraced it. I think he really has. And that first year is difficult because you never know how it is. And you've been, as an athletic director, you don't know what it is when the buck stops with you. And you got a big taste of it year one.
I did. And, you know, it was COVID 2020. They always say God won't give you no more than you can bear.
Ooh-wee.
But, boy, he was pulling on.
Boy, he pulled that one hard.
So, but it was amazing. You know, I remember making calling ADs that I've dealt with when I was just a booster. Right. I called Rob Bernardi. I talked to Brandon Rutley when he was the associate AD and deputy AD here and just said, man, listen, I didn't understand what this seat felt like, but it's hot in it. Right. And two. So when the buck stops with you and you're making decisions and it impacts people's lives, it is really something. And Tommy's able to do that now and he has that opportunity. And, you know, you just never know. It's not always coaching football. Right,
we deal with of other right. things
a lot of
involved.
Stuff that you're dealing with, a lot of stuff.
And you, in a situation, you know, at a smaller school, where you're gonna, you know, they're gonna churn things over. So you've got a new baseball coach. How many you hired? Two.
Me, two baseball coaches. Yes,
two
sir.
Baseball coaches. Basketball coaches. Is it two?
Yes, sir.
Austin and then Boog and. Women's basketball,
oh,
you
yeah.
hired one.
Mm-hmm.
But he was here before. Coach Payne was here. Man, you talk about a personality. He is that. His personality didn't change. Assistant coach or head coach. And so you see also soccer is another area there. Head coaching, man, it's constant with you because you know for a lot of those individuals, they may have a spot to go somewhere else. And listen, if they left it better than what it was, God bless them.
Amen.
That's what it's all about.
Right.
And, you know, for some, unfortunately, you got to move on. You got to go on to another deal. But that's been a big part. And I've told you this before. Man, you impressed me in able to get coaches to come here understanding, man, that NIL money, what? They ain't got a lot of that. I can dig in my pocket a little bit, but it ain't a lot. There's a lot more lint than there is money, so to speak.
Right, right. No, listen, I think our deal is about people. I say it all the time. You know, you got to make sure that you have the right people, the people who want to be here. You know, if you think about our soccer coach, if you think about Boog, they've been here. They were here as student athletes.
That's right.
Right? And so they understand the grind. You have to be able to do that. This place has to mean something to you, right? Even when you leave it. I talk about Mike Silva all the time.
Yep.
Mike Silva loved Thibodaux, Louisiana. And people would go, how did you hire Mike Silva? It's over conversation. And I know nothing about bunk coverages, right? But I do understand good people when I see them. And if they're going to be able to treat young people really well and recruit really well, then the baseball stuff he's got to be able to do, right?
Right.
And so I feel the same about Tommy and all of our coaches, man. We've been very blessed by picking the right people. I always say I never do it alone. We have a group, and, you know, we put them through some stuff. I spend more time probably trying to get them not to have to take the job than to take it, because I tell them the honest truth. It's hard here. We don't have a lot of money, but their success, and you can look around and look at all these championship trophies and all of these rings and understand that it's possible.
First up, I had Boog on WWL, and I was like, man, you got to come on. Oh, yeah, I'll come on with you. And then after that, he was like, two, 3 days later, man, you know how many people told me they heard me on WWL? I said, listen, we ain't operating out of the back of my garage. You know, WWL, man, that's sort of a big station. Come on, Booger. They're not operating out of the garage in Matthews, I'm telling you right now. And so he'd been on quite a few times, man, and he enjoys it. And, man, he is a bigger-than-life personality.
Yes, he is.
As a coach. And you understood that there would be maybe some – him learning the coaching ranks, but boy, can he recruit.
Yes, he can. Man. He can recruit. He can keep them here. He has a great group of young men, and every time there's turnover, he keeps recruiting the right ones, right? I mean, in his first 2 years, 40 wins. I mean, that's unbelievable. And he was a kid, right? And I always make fun because I always say, you 30 yet? Right. And so, yeah. And so, you know, just to be able for him to be able to do the things that he's done is because he has that personality. But I used to always tell him that he had an old soul. And that's what I was intrigued by.
If I've called him or text him to be on, it's never a no. Now, he might tell me, Mike, I'm on a plane here or there. I can't do it that time, but I can do it tomorrow. Okay. And we always hook up that way. But to see the facilities, JT, man, come on. You were a player here.
Yeah.
They had no indoor facilities. They didn't have what's behind the stadium.
No.
The locker rooms are all done. You see the wellness center here and the connection certainly with Nichols State and Thibodaux Regional Medical Center and the Wellness Center all together. You talk about a new world, and it's like I dream a genie.
Yeah.
Blink. I mean, it came, and it came fast. I know Les has got the soccer complex that's going to be named after him also. Man, that happened really in a short period of time.
In 5 years, I've been here for 5 years. In 5 years, Book Vault was built, right? Started with Matt Rohn, right? And thank God for Trey Book Vault for him and believing in this program and this community. And then, you know, that led right to the covered practice facility because that was all part of it. We getting ready to have baseball, Henry LaFont, Senior is the name of it, but it's Henry and Miss Kim, and the love that they have for Nicholls State University Athletics. And
I told him the other day, not to cut
that's you, okay.
But I told him the other day, man, your dad would love to see that done. He's like, Mike, I think he's going to see it wherever he's at. You know, he might be above us, but he's going to see it, and he would be so thrilled to see that.
Yeah, and then softball and soccer both have some things to new complexes that are about to go up. I mean, just in 5 years, if you drove on campus in 2020, you wouldn't know it today.
No, it's totally different.
You wouldn't know it today. And I always talk about leadership, and Dr. Clune and the leadership team that we're a part of is really.
And you're a big part of that. Come on, don't be modest. You're a big part of that. Come on, JT. Some of that got to go through your veins. Okay.
I am always excited. And, you know, we talk about humble, right? Being humble, but it is awesome to have people that you can work with that you know that are cheering for you, right? You always talk about watching who's clapping for you, right? When you're making a layup, right? And you look on the side and nobody's clapping for you, that's probably not your friends, right? And so to see them just as excited about what this means to the whole university. I talk back about week zero. Our whole conference, I mean, the commissioner's here, assistant commissioner's here. There's two or three ADs from the conference coming. Some of them sent money so we can have Bantam teams in the stands. We have high school teams that are local that'll be here. This is history in the making, right? And we're so excited about the fact that it's happening in Thibodaux, Louisiana. And it's not just about Thibodaux. I say it all the time. This is Nicholls State University is a tri-parish from the West Bank to Morgan City.
Yes.
Right? That's the university that it represents. And so you think about all those people that it's touched. When you talk about the teachers, right? You talk about the business people that went through that business school and the fact that these people are able to see us on ESPN too.
I laugh about this. I hear Charlie's playing the music in the background, so we're going to go to break. But guy's named Tommy as the new head coach. And so I do sports talk that afternoon. And, man, I look at my phone, and it's blinking. And it blinks a second time, and it blinks a third time. I look at there, John Summerall. And he's like, hey, I got something to tell you. And me and Tommy Rybecki, we went to the same high school. But he said next time you see him, tell him he ain't the toughest Rybecki. His sister is a kick-ass, take names. She was in the Army. She was a paratrooper. He said, tell him that and see what he says. So we do sports on the bayou, you know, Bobby and I at HTV. And so he comes in. And I said, congratulations, Coach. We start talking. I said, I'm going to tell you something, Coach Summerall said. And he just starts laughing. He knew it before I told him. He said, he is correct. She is the toughest Rybecki of the bunch.
That is so awesome.
So what time does the party get started here tomorrow? I know noon's kickoff.
Before noontime.
Yeah. 7 o'clock. Come on out. Start tailgating.
Eat breakfast. You can eat breakfast.
Kegs and eggs.
Kegs and eggs.
You're going to eat some boudin.
You're going to eat some boudin, some crackling. You have a little bit of all of that. But it is.
Don't eat that crackling hot, Steve. I'm going to tell you. Okay. You better know where the facilities are.
That's right. But no, we're excited about it, Steven. It's happening at 7 o'clock, and I'll probably be there all night tonight, making sure that everything's nice and tidy and ready to go. But as always, man, go Colonels. Thank y'all always for coming out.
And
we can't do it without you, buddy.
Doing an unbelievable job here, and I'm not just saying that because you're here, because I saw before.
Yeah.
I saw the before, and now I'm seeing the after. And so you've done a super job here.
Thanks a lot, JT. We're taking a break here on Sports Talk. We'll be back with even more right after this. Stay tuned on WWL.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We're back here on our special edition of WWL Sports Talk live from the Thibodeau Regional Wellness Center. Folks, the Katrina story is your story, our story. It's a story of heartbreak and resilience, a story of courage, compassion, and determination. All next week, join WWL as we remember Katrina 20 years later. Listen to Tommy, Newell, Scoot, and even Sports Talk for stories you haven't heard before. Interviews with people who played key roles throughout the storm and throughout the rescue, recovery, and rebuild of one of the nation's most beloved cities. The Katrina story, a story of salvation, reinvention, and the renaissance of New Orleans. Don't miss it all week long on WWL, powered by Entergy. We're taking a break. We'll be back with even more of Sports Talk. Stay tuned right after this on WWL. Tomorrow, folks, we got Nicholls State taking on Incarnate Word. Noon kickoff Saturday at John L. Guidry Stadium. Meanwhile, in the Superdome, Saints battling Sean Payton in Denver. Grab your morning brew and start your game day. 8 a.m. First Take with Jeff Nowak and myself. Time to check in from your tailgate party. Then, if you're going to the game, make sure you stop by, say hoo dat to the Cajun Cannon. 10 o'clock, meet up with Bobby Hebert for the Bud Light Countdown to kick off inside the Dome, where Loge Level Gate B Atrium, that's presented by Craig's Electrical and Generator Service. And then noon, sync up with the home team, Deuce and Hoss, with Jeff Nowak on the sideline. After the game, sound off on the point after with the Cajun Cannon. Our 10 hours of wall-to-wall black and gold coverage. Saints versus Broncos tomorrow on WWL, the preseason finale. Hallelujah.
You're not doing post-game nowhere?
We're doing post-game until
okay.
6 o'clock.
Oh, okay. I thought y'all were at a location.
No, that's the regular season.
Oh, okay, regular season. Okay.
Not the preseason stuff, you know.
I thought maybe y'all would have to bring Bobby out of there. You're going to have to leave a little bit earlier. But, yeah, I hate to watch preseason. Okay, you might. Here's my thing. It matters to them guys on the field.
Yeah.
The guys trying to make a roster. It matters to them. And if you don't make this one, would someone else pick me up? You know, you don't realize what it means to that guy out on that field. And he's fighting, so to speak. Because I think for most coaches, you know, because most of them will tell you, I know who the 48 guys are. Those last three or four or five, that's the toughest spot. And do I keep an extra receiver? Do I keep an extra linebacker? Because that guy can help me on special teams. I know somebody's got an injury, but I ain't telling nobody. And so I'll keep an extra player at that position. Everybody's looking for linemen. Good luck.
Linemen and corners, you're right.
All I can tell you, offensive linemen and corners, they ain't out there. They just not out there. Man, if I'm Asante Samuel Jr. and I can pass,
I know he visited
physical,
Miami. I haven't heard anything else.
I heard he visited there. Man, he might be able to hit the lottery, so to speak. When you think about it, with all these teams looking for extra corners. Now, again, that's a health issue because he's coming off that neck injury.
Well, that's a wrap here from the Thibodeau Regional Wellness Center. Can't wait for week zero, that kickoff between the Nicholls State Colonels and Incarnate Word. Looking forward to keeping an eye on that as we're doing our Saints coverage tomorrow.
And you heard JT, the last year of week zero.
Dun, dun, dun.
The last year of it.
Should be a fun one. Mike, thanks so much for the time out here. Luke Augusta, always a great job. See you tomorrow morning. Hoot at everybody and talk to you tomorrow morning as we do First Take 8 a.m. Make sure you tune in for that on WWLAMFM.com.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.